Hello and welcome to English Snacks, a delicious little podcast where we delve into the fascinating world of English vocabulary. I'm your host, Amber. I'm here to help you develop your fluency, one bite-sized lesson at a time. Please feel free to enjoy this snack at a slower speed if you need, or pause between example sentences if you'd like to repeat them. I serve you the English snack, but how you enjoy it is your choice. In the last couple of episodes, we've been looking at how to use different body parts to express ourselves in modern English. Today, it's the word nose. Here are six common expressions that native speakers use. I will tell you the meaning and an example sentence for each one. Please feel free to pause if you'd like to repeat them. 1. To keep one's nose clean, meaning to stay out of trouble. Example: if you want to avoid trouble, keep your nose clean. 2. To stick one's nose into something, meaning to interfere in someone else's business. Example: she always sticks her nose into other people's problems. 3. To pay through the nose, meaning to pay a lot of money, often more than it's worth. Example: we paid through the nose for those concert tickets. 4. To turn one's nose up at something, meaning to reject or show dislike for something. Example: he turned his nose up at the offer because it wasn't good enough. 5. To keep one's nose to the grindstone, meaning to work very hard. Example: if you keep your nose to the grindstone, you'll finish the project on time. 6. Keep your nose to the wind, meaning be alert to changes or signs of something coming. Example: the company keeps its nose to the wind to stay ahead of market trends. 7. To thumb one's nose at something, meaning to show disrespect towards someone or something, often in a bold or cheeky way. Example: she decided to thumb her nose at the strict dress code by wearing bright, mismatched clothes to the office. Well done! You showed up today and finished this episode. Well done for keeping your nose to the grindstone. I hope you feel nourished and energized after this English snack. If you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe. I'll be here dishing out bite-sized lessons to fuel your growth. So, come hungry for knowledge.